This is Golf with Jay Delsing. A two-time college All-American at UCLA. A participant in nearly 700 PGA Tour events. 7 professional wins to his credit. Over 30 years of professional golf experience. A member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I'm sitting next to my buddy, caddy, business associate, business owner, author, and also the cherry on your resume is to get the caddy for me 100 times on the PGA Tour or so.
Who's counting?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm counting. I tell you, the way my feet hurt, I feel like we were out there for 20,000 events. Anyway, we formatted the show like Around the Golf. And the first segment's called the On the Range segment, and it's brought to you by TaylorMade Golf. Man, Jeff, thanks so much for the golf balls. Each week, we are giving away a dozen TP5 TaylorMade golf balls. Send me an email, jay@jaydelsinggolf.com, and you'll be entered. Put balls in the subject matter in the line somewhere. Tell me you want some golf balls. I'm getting some funny stories and some interesting requests, so we really appreciate that. And I want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing, 314-805-2132. These guys are fantastic human beings. They will help beautify the inside or the outside of your home, so give them a call, 314-805-2132. All right, so John, I got an interview this week with Kerry Crosby. He is the director of golf at Southern Hills in Tulsa. Why is that important? Because next week, next Sunday, we'll be crowning a PGA champion. And you know who we have on the show next Sunday, John, is Alan Shipnuck. Alan is the author of The Phil Book. I got a copy of The Phil Book. It's awesome. He's on the show next week. We are going to be on the cutting edge of some of this Phil stuff. And man, is it interesting. But that's for next week. Kerry also got to caddy. Kerry and his son Banks got to caddy for Tiger Woods. Tiger came down for kind of a sneak peek practice round before the PGA Championship. Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Well, interesting name for his son, Banks. I'm looking forward to everybody listening to the interview. And what an experience. Father-son caddying for Tiger and Tiger's buddy before a major. Hey, I'm not remembering. When you and I went down and played in the Transmiss down in
Oklahoma City.
Oh, different golf course.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
How about that fishing trip? We had a couple of afternoons of fishing. We caught some big fish a couple of times, and
well, we were down there with your brother because he was caddying for you. So no matter what we were doing, it always made it a little bit more interesting.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we? I'll never forget this. We're walking through. What did we play? Pearl, Oklahoma City Country Club, I think.
There
was in the height of the oil boom, and there were more Rolls Royces going around there. My brother, about the third day, he said, "Bro, you're going to carry the bag today." I go, "What are you going to do?" He goes, "I'm going to throw myself in front of one of these Rolls Royces, and we're going to nickname this place Delsing Country Club." And I'm like, "That's a good idea, bro. Go ahead. Go for it." And John, so we started talking in the Watson interview about helping folks with their parts of their game a little bit. Let's talk about their iron game. We talked about the putting. We talked about chipping, pitching, and some of the wedge game. That iron game, John, for the most part, getting your body stacked, feet, knees, hips, shoulders on top of each other, especially the shoulders, crucially important. But that ball position, folks, especially with your middle to short irons, make sure that ball position is somewhere back towards the middle of your stance. That is so crucial.
Why is that, Jay? Why is it important that it's somewhere in the middle?
Because we need to get hitting down on that ball, John, and we need to catch it in the right part of the circle that we're creating with our swing. And as it gets too, for our right-handed golfers, as it gets too far forward towards your left foot, it hits it at the wrong part in the arc of that circle, and it's oftentimes hit up on, and those irons need to be hit down on.
That type of play, what do you see when you played all those pro-ams with the amateurs? What did you see? Ball position was one thing. What's another thing that stands out, Jay?
The biggest thing, Pearl, it's their shoulder alignment, their forearms and their shoulders. Their shoulders are usually so far open to their line, meaning their right shoulder, their right forearm is higher than their left, and their shoulders are not stacked on top of their hips. they're on top of their hips anatomically, but they're not in line. So we want the left, your left hip and your left shoulder stacked right on top of each other, not that left shoulder being kind of behind it or more open.
Now, Jay, how often does that align with your previous point for folks to think about? When that ball gets too far forward, isn't that when those shoulders get out of alignment?
Exactly, Pearl. They go hand in hand. It's one, what is it, the chicken or the egg? It doesn't matter. Both, we've got to get both of those in control. We got to get the ball position in the middle of your stance, and we got to get that open, that lead shoulder. For right-handed golfers, it's your left shoulder. For left-handed golfers, it's your right shoulder. It's the opposite. You got to get that shoulder stacked up on top of that left hip.
Talk, Jay, about the contact that we're looking for. You know, you hear them on tour, on the commentators talk about guys that are pickers, guys that, you know, ultimately, where do you believe you want to be hitting the ground relative to the ball?
Right. That's a great point. So the other thing is, once you get this thing stacked up, you get the, let's say you're just hitting a six iron. So it's going to be the dead center of your stance. We want your hands in relation to that ball position to be in front of that ball. And what that will help with, Pearl, is this next idea that you're talking about. We want ball club contact and then a slight little divot. It doesn't have to be a big divot. It can be, as you said, some people are what they consider pickers, where they just leave a little scratch mark. That's absolutely fine. Other people take a bigger divot. It's fine. We want the divot happening in front of the ball. And it happens naturally when the ball's in the right place at your stance. So, folks, get your body stacked. And wrapping this up, get your feet, knees, hips, and shoulders stacked on each other. Make sure your right forearm and your left forearm are level so that one is not way above or below the other. And then get that ball position more towards the middle of your stance so your hands can be in front of it so you can get good, solid contact. And if you have any idea or you get confused, go to jdelsongolf.com and I can show you, or go to, you can YouTube anything and look at ball position for some of the great players. I was just looking at Rory's swing the other day, Pearl. Just absolutely gorgeous the way he moves through the ball, and his setup was perfect.
Well, I think you'll notice that the best ball strikers in history, with few exceptions, do have a phenomenal setup. And if nothing else, if it's not phenomenal, it's consistent. So that they can play certain shots. I think that's a huge piece. Well, hopefully that helps folks quite a bit because that's so important. And the other thing you are always bringing up is that they hit enough club. I'm actually working on that. The little bit I've got on the course because of the weather, I've determined to have hit my ball to or past the hole. I've been well short much of the last several years that I've played, and you're always feeling like I'm playing catch-up. So hit enough club so that you're not having to overexert yourself and lose your feel.
Absolutely. We are going to go to the tip of the cap. The tip of the cap segment is brought to you by my buddy, Colin Burnt, 314-966-0303. He is the general manager over at Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. Pearlie's got a vehicle from Colin. I've got a vehicle from Colin. My daughter, Joe, had a vehicle from Colin, and I know some of the listeners have gone over and enjoyed some of that. If you can't reach Colin, jay@jdelsongolf.com, I'll personally introduce you to Colin. I'm tipping my cap, Pearl, to the PGA Tour. I like the fact that they denied access to the LIV events. At this part in my life, in this stage in my life, and with the Saudi Arabian money and all of the contacts and some of their treatment of human beings, some of the stances that they've taken, even more in the PGA Tour court than I ever was before.
Well, I look forward to digging into that subject matter because I know you're passionate about it.
We'll talk about that a little bit on the 19th hole, but that's the tip of the cap. It's brought to you by Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Give Colin a call. He's a terrific guy. All right, Pearl, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment, but don't go anywhere. We will be back with my interview with Carey Cosby on the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delson. I want to tell you about my friends and longtime supporters of this show, Marcone. Yes, they are incredible community stewards. Yes, they are the largest distributors of GE appliance parts in North America. What you don't know, they are spearheading, led by owner and St. Louis and Jim Sowers, a new service dog program with and in conjunction with David Faraday and the 24/7 Battle Buddy program. Jim and Marcone are ensuring that a minimum of 2 service dogs a year will get partnered with a veteran hero in need. These dogs are expertly trained, connected with their veteran master, and then magic starts to happen. These dogs are retrained to meet the specific needs of their warrior and to help them successfully navigate everyday life. You can learn more on Facebook at Troops First 24/7 Battle Buddies, or reach out to me at jay@jdelsingolf.com, and I will fill you in on more of this program.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing. For golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf, log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com. The Front Nine is coming up.
Folks, do you need a new car, truck, or SUV? Then the Dean team of Kirkwood is the place for you to go. 314-966-0303 and go see Colin Byrne. He just got me into a new SUV and I love it. Boy, did they make the experience painless and super, super easy. Most dealers don't have any cars in their lots, but at Dean Team of Kirkwood, Colin has an entire parking lot full of new and used cars. You don't want a VW? That's no problem. They have Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, anything you want. Colin and the Dean team of Kirkwood will go get it if they don't have it. Call them at 314-966-0303 or go to DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com. The Dean team, for all your car buying needs. Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency right here in St. Louis that specializes in providing personalized coverage for the client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand that you and your life do not fit in a simple box. So guess what? Neither should your insurance coverage. Go to powersinsurance.com or call 314-725-1414 and ask for Tim Davis. That's powersinsurance.com.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. The Front Nine is presented by the Ascension Charity Classic, September 5th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. For tickets, AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie with me, and we are headed to the Front Nine that is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. This September, Norwood Hills, gotta come. Don't forget about the Advocate PGA that's going to be at Glen Echo that week. A lot of great golf happening in St. Louis. We appreciate the support of the Ascension, and we look forward to being a part of that event. Let's just jump right to my interview with Kerry Cosby. He is the director of golf at Southern Hills, the host of this year's 2022 PGA Championship. I hope you enjoy that interview. Kerry, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Jay. Good to be with you.
You are the director of the golf at the prestigious Southern Hills Golf Club, Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. First of all, congratulations on the gig. I know you're 7 years in, and being a kid from Oklahoma, that's just got to mean the world to you to be where you are.
It really does. I mean, Southern Hills is obviously a special place in the game with its golf and championship history. But I grew up in Bartlesville, just north of here, about 45 minutes to an hour, and home of Phillips Petroleum. Phillips 66 is what most people know Bartlesville for. But I actually grew up at Hillcrest Country Club, which is a Perry Maxwell golf course as well. But Southern Hills championship pedigree and to be a kid from Oklahoma, my first time to ever attend a professional golf tournament, a major championship, and my first time on Southern Hills all happened at the same time, the 1977 U.S. Open. It was a memorable moment for me as a young guy. You still remember the players that you saw and the smells and the, I was able to get the autographs during the practice rounds in my program with Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino. I had 20 other names on there, which is really cool. And and I had a, they served cups, or they served Cokes in plastic cups. And this one had the US Open logo, but it also had the, had every winner of the US Open from 1895 to 1976. And at that age, by the time, you know, a month after attending, I had every winner memorized. Now, I don't now, I've gotten a lot older and I forgot. I can get pretty close on some of them, but back in the older days, I've kind of forgot. I really was impressed, I think, by Willie Anderson, you know, with my, with all his wins, when I was just like, God, I got one a bunch, you know. It really left an impression on me as a young guy and a golfer, and growing up in a golf family. My dad was a PGA longtime member, passed away recently about a year and a half ago. And so Southern Hills is special. So it's, I'll say this even as a Dodger fan, you know, this is kind of the New York Yankees job for me. It's really, really special to drive in the gates here every day and take care of a great membership and be part of a small part of this club.
Kerry, first of all, I want you to talk about the very first time, if you remember, where the golf bug bit you. But I'd be remiss if we didn't just jump right into your dad and his legacy. Your dad, Jerry, 41 years at Hillcrest. And I mean, tell us a little bit about that life growing up.
You don't realize, I think, sometimes how cool something is when you're growing up. You know, I was growing up in a town of 35,000-40,000 people in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and you know, there's bigger, supposedly cooler places to grow up, and sometimes you think about those, but you look back, and if anybody's ever been to Bartlesville, it was a very unique town with the Phillips Petroleum influence there in the town, so vastly different. But I'd back up even further. My dad was an assistant professional at Oak Hills in San Antonio. I bet you played the Texas Open there.
Oh, I sure did. It was terrific.
And Old Tillinghast Golf Course, my dad was an assistant for Hardy Loudermilk, who was the national pro of the year in 1968, year I was born. Great mentor to a lot of PGA professionals around the country. Randy Smith, David Price, a lot of these guys worked. My dad, they all worked for Hardy. And I was born in the rain on the hospital that butted up to the range. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
There. That's, I was born in the hospital, and the only thing out there at that time was the golf course in the hospital. My dad would take a cart over to meet my mom for her appointments when she was pregnant with me. And so golf family. And then when I was pretty much a baby, my parents moved to Bartlesville when he got that position. My brothers, I have two brothers. I'm the oldest of three, and we're about, you know, basically 3 years apart. We all played other sports though, too. It was a good time back then where you weren't specializing, and it's, you know, better for your development physically. And I played football, basketball, and baseball. And I always played golf because we were around it. We worked, you know, picking the range and cleaning clubs and carts and weed eating and doing all kinds of stuff. We were just the club mascot, you know, for a lot of the membership. And they were so incredibly gracious. And I'd say this, I've worked at four clubs. So Hillcrest, where I grew up, I had an assistant's job at Oak Tree Golf Club in Edmond. After I tried to play for a few years, and I worked here at Southern Hills for 5 years as an assistant, and then Wichita Country Club as the head professional for almost 15 years, and then back to Southern Hills. And the way I've been treated at all four of those places, and my family has been treated, it's just remarkable. And I'm thankful for people that just make our life better. And, you know, we try to take care of them on a daily basis, but I've been blessed to be at four awesome clubs, and thankful for that. But our upbringing was really cool. I mean, we like I said, we played golf all the time. Dad was a pro, and he gave lessons. He was a great teacher and a great player and a great merchandiser. And one of the things that really stuck out to me is he treated every single person that walked through the door great. I mean, they're friends. My parents were friends with people at the club that they did things outside of the club socially. And of course, and anybody walked through the door, if you were coming to play golf, or you remember that club, or you just love golf, you were automatically a friend of his. And I'm the same way. So, you know, I don't care how somebody plays, but if you just dig the game and you're a junkie and you love it, we're buddies immediately without having to even talk about it. And that's one of the things I love about Southern Hills. You know, when somebody gets in here, they want to play golf. And that's one of the neat things about the club. It's a golfing membership. It just happens to be a country club, but it is a golfing membership, and they love it and love the game, love the history of the game. So those things like that really stick out to me.
I'm visiting with Kerry Cosby here, the director of golf at Southern Hills, which is going to host the 2022 PGA Championship. And I'm sorry to hear about your dad. I still miss my dad every day, and he's been gone almost 20 years.
Every day. But, yeah.
you're talking about this new project underway at Hillcrest in honor of your dad, the Jerry Cosby Learning Center. Talk a little bit about that. That's got to feel good.
Well, hey, I'm impressed you've done your homework, Jay. Nice. Hillcrest, when my dad passed away, some guys at the club that he had taught for years and years and years, they had the idea to build a golf performance center, teaching facility for the professional staff there and the members of the club. It was really humbling to watch these guys work, because a year from his passing, the exact day, our South Central section, they had an event at Hillcrest, and then the club had a groundbreaking ceremony 1 year from the day. And it wasn't like, hey, we've got plans, we're going to go raise some money, and we hope to get this built in a couple of years. They had all the money raised, they had the plan, and they had utilities in the ground, and footings were being poured when we did the groundbreaking. Everything has been funded. Everything is being finished right now. Going to open up, I think, early this summer for the membership there. As you know, they had a few hurdles with supply and some of those things. But knowing how much my dad, he was a true club professional, and the fact that he valued all the hats that we wear as PJ members, but he never lost sight of playing and teaching. You're a better instructor. You're a better golf professional if you still play golf and you love to play golf, because you can empathize, the pain this game can bring to us all. And so if you're out there with him doing it, and it's just the relationship side of things, but he would look down at this and go, this is the coolest thing ever, and just be over the moon with excitement. They're going to fill some of the inside areas with some pictures of his era, so to speak, at the club. And it's really special for our family, for my mom, who's still in Bartlesville, and my brothers and I, who are scattered around the country now. But to have that, it's like I said, it was such a special place to us. For them to honor him like that is really just crazy, really neat.
It's one thing to have this history. It's another thing to have your mother be able to meet you someplace and go, this is an honor of, your husband, my dad. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Mm-hmm.
They're building it right on top of where lesson team. The images I have of walking from the parking lot down to the kind of the golf area of the club, the first part of green grass you saw was the lesson team. And I can't tell you how many times I made that walk, and I'd see him there leaning on the club and a bucket hat on and helping a guy. And like most great instructors, if you're fully immersed in it and you're like asking questions and you're ready to go, he'd sit out there and work with you all day. Those are the students that you want, right? Not the ones that argue and, hey, I can't do that, or that's not right, or whatever. You're like, yeah, this is not going to go anywhere. But the ones that are like, just fully, let's get going with it, he would be all over. So to see a building like this that's going to help their programming there, and juniors and all that stuff, I mean, it's just going to be a really special addition to what Hillcrest does. And they've got a great golf professional in John Ron. He's a local guy, grew up, 60 miles to the west in Ponca City, and he's going to be carrying on the tradition and the legacy there. It's going to be a neat asset to the club. And it's a great asset to any club to have that, because you can keep golf going year round and keep growing the game. And that's what's fun.
A couple of things to point out what sort of professional your dad was. I mean, he worked at Hillcrest for exactly 41 years. Exactly 41 years.
To the day, yeah.
And then in 1985, and this is super cool, in 1985 he was awarded the PGA Professional of the Year. And in 2016, you were awarded PGA Professional of the Year. And you guys are the only two father-son in the history of PGA to ever accomplish this.
Where we are today, to share that with him in 2016 was, it's really more special now maybe than it was then, just because I remember the phone call he received from the president of the PGA in 1985. As PGA kids, we knew that was a big deal. My youngest brother, Chance, he couldn't quite understand how he beat out Jack Nicklaus, but he was only nine at the time, so we explained it to him. But Craig and I understood what a significant recognition that was for our dad, and we were biased, of course, and he did a great job. But so when I got the phone call in 2016, and just, you'll love this, I just picked up my son Banks, and we stopped at the local Quick Trip, which is every mile in Tulsa, thankfully, to just grab a bottle of water or a Coke or something, because it was really hot. And I got a call from the president of the PGA that. And so I was sitting with my son when I got that call too. I wasn't at work. I wasn't somewhere else. And so you look back on that, and to share that evening where they do all the special awards for the PGA, and have my parents there, have my brothers and their families, my family, of course, all in attendance, with a lot of members and some friends too, that made the way to New York City for that. Really, really special. My dad, actually, Dave Marr, brought my dad up on stage after I'd had my little interview with him, and he got the standing ovation as very well deserved. But it's a tough to put that in words, how special that was.
Kerry, when you can put your name in the record books on something like that, that's never been done, the first one down the path, that's super special.
No, it's, especially now as time's gone by and he's not with us. So it's, he's with us, but you know what I mean by that.
Kerry, let's talk a little bit about Southern Hills. I mean, 1935 was when it was kind of created, and the land was donated by Wade Phillips, part of that same Phillips Petroleum family. Some great history. The club itself opened a year later in 1936 and the major championships and stuff. Tell us a little bit about, folks don't realize what a big deal it is to get this championship done. You guys had the 2021 Senior PGA Championship at Southern Hills last year that you got to play
year,
in. And, but there's just a lot of time and work and effort and energy that goes in by a lot of people.
There is an army of people that are finishing the build out of everything. And they've been here since February 1st. So it's a massive undertaking. The former golf professional Olympic Club, now moving to Ansley Country Club in Atlanta, just stopped through this morning. We toured the property and he was just like, you got to be kidding me. And so I bet there's 400 or 500 extra people on property right now that are working that are not members of the Southern Hill staff. I want to say it's 4,000 volunteers, for the week to make all that happen, plus our staff, plus the PGA of America staff. It's a big, big undertaking. And club's got a history of major championships. This will be our 8th professional major. We had first one we had was in 1958, the U.S. Open in 1958. So we're the first club to ever have host 5 PGAs, and we've had 3 U.S. Opens. But we've also had Women's Am. We have the U.S. Women's Am in 2024, so that'll be our 2nd Women's Am. We've had the Men's Am twice. We've had Senior Am. We've had the Women's. We had the inaugural Women's Mid Am. We had the U.S. Junior. The club's got a great championship golf pedigree. The big ones like this they're going to, on average, happen every 10 to 12 years. So it's certainly an inconvenience to a lot of our membership, but they support it. They understand what it does for the city of Tulsa, saying about $150 million impact to the city, hotel rooms and restaurants and all the things that are coming in for this championship. But just putting it all together, when they decided to pull it from Trump Bedminster in New Jersey, hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I think I heard 30 clubs that approached PGA of America and threw their hat in the ring. What we had going for us was we already had an agreement that we were going to host the 2021 Senior PGA and then not to exceed the 2030 PGA. And it looked like it was going to be 2030. So, 9 years after the senior. This will tell you a little bit about the membership of Southern Hills. So the morning after that all happens, they decide they're going to move it. Our GM, Nick Sidorkis, and kind of a 3-man committee, tournament tradition committee, those guys, they rallied the rest of their group. And we got every member who's chairing a committee for the PGA. There's, I don't know how many, there's 25 of them, right? There's tons of them. They all agreed to handle the same committee for the 22 PGA that they're handling for the 21 senior. Let's see, 60% of a normal PGA corporate kind of hospitality revenue that's generated, we had that done by noon. So we went to the membership, or went to the PGA with committees in place, corporate hospitality and all that stuff in place. We already had a relationship with the city going on with fire and police. And I think we made a pretty compelling argument. Obviously we were successful in doing so, but they love the game of golf and they love the city too. We're very biased about the city. I'm excited as anything to show Tulsa, because in 2007 to now, it's a vastly different town. So it's going to be a fun week,
Talk a little bit about what's happening to the property itself. I mean, you were talking, we were talking earlier about how I know that Ben Crenshaw put in a 9-hole West course not too long ago, which is really a cool feature to have. But you guys are basically using one of those holes for the corporate hospitality merchandise tent. And, it kind of breaks your heart to see that thing destroyed.
No, it destroyed. Does. It's tough, right? They came in on January 1 or January 2nd and started pouring gravel down the first fairway on the West 9. The merchandise tent, the tent itself is like 50,000 plus square feet. Then you add the peripheral tents to go for storage and all the different administrative offices and all that stuff around it. The first fairway is a city. It looks like a movie set, production-wise, with trailers and tents and all the stuff going on. The 9th fairway is the main entrance to the tournament. And then the seventh fairway and part of the fifth fairway are being used for the TV compound. We got four holes that are pretty much destroyed. You know, not the greens or the tees, but the fairway and in the middle of the hole. Everywhere that they're, you know, right outside the window I'm sitting at, they're building a display for Cadillac, you know, as one of the presenting sponsors of the PGA, and the concession stands and the grandstands and the corporate chalets and all of those things. The good news, because we reopen Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be closed for about 4 days as we try to move back into the clubhouse. But, you know, inside the ropes will heal pretty fast because it's going to be a high growing time. So walk past, things like that will be healed up, you know, probably by July 4th. But the PGA will not have backed out of here, so to speak, until probably August 1st. So we've got a lot of healing to do outside the ropes, if you will. Of course, our West Nines, like I said, it certainly probably feels like an inconvenience for anybody trying to come up and drive. We have this beautiful entry drive, just it's an oak tree line up to the clubhouse, and you go through the middle of the West Nine. You see the championship course on your left, practice areas. And right now we've got, you know, fencing up with windscreens and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are annoyed with it, but it's going to show well. We've had great weather. We've had kind of another thing to kind of brag on the membership. Last year, we actually had winter in 20 into 21. And everybody remembers that real cold, brutal cold snap that we had February of 21. And we had some significant damage to the Bermuda grass, and we were pretty banged up. But this fall, we reduced the amount of carts just to medical exemptions. And so everybody else walked. We raised the blades a little bit as we were moving into dormancy. And as we came out of dormancy, as soon as we started seeing green grass, we took the carts off completely. So we haven't had a cart on the property since March 1. When the players and the fans get here on the 16th, I think they're going to just take their breath away. It's going to be really, really good. Had 8 inches of rain in the last 5 days, so that all that water sitting in the ground right now, and it's supposed to be 90 beginning on Sunday. So that 90 degrees and 65 at night is prime growing Bermuda grass weather for down here. So we're actually gonna have rough. We weren't even worried, but it looks like we're gonna have plenty of rough for these guys as well. I'm just hoping we have a little wind for them.
Yeah, like the course isn't hard enough, right, Gary? We just
gotta
get all elements. One of the things I want you to talk about just a little bit, please, is the superintendents and the ground crews in it. Typically on a course your size, you probably have somewhere between 40 and 60 ground crewmen, you know, for 27 holes. But tell the listeners a little bit about how the entire golf community rallies around an event like this.
So we normally have about 60 to 70 on our staff. That's during the primary season. Obviously it's smaller during the shoulder in the winter, but one of the really cool things about the golf industry is like Russ Myers, our head golf course superintendent, and he's got about 100 superintendents coming from all over the country. They're going to come in, leave their facility for 1 week, come in to help to make sure that it's perfect. And that's what their association does. The PGA of America is very similar in that way, but these guys will all come in. We put them up in hotels. I'll use St. Louis, you know, maybe St. Louis Country Club or Belle Reve or Sunset or something like that. He may be raking bunkers, you know, the morning of the tournament, but they're all here to do any job that they need to make sure that the golf course is perfect for the players. So Russ will do a lineup and assignments beginning at 4:30, and they'll go out there and they'll get all that done before everybody's here, before the people start rolling in, and they're set up for while play's going on, where they've got a kitchen set up down there. So one of our sous chefs will be cooking these guys meals, keeping them fed. They've got a big viewing area to watch a bunch of different feeds so they can look at their work. But it's one of the many great things about the game and the business of the game that you don't always hear about or know about is, you know, these guys are coming from all over the country.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing, and I'm visiting with Cary Cosby, who is the director of golf at Southern Hills, the host of the 2022 PGA Championship. What I noticed too is that these guys would just kind of appear out of nowhere and start, you know, putting pumps in bunkers and getting water out of here and squeegees out of there. And then you turn around, the horn goes off, and all of a sudden they disappear. It's like they just fell into a tree or they walked into the...
Yeah, they walked right back into the tree. It's like a Field of Dreams. They just walk out into the corner, they're gone.
Yeah.
Right? So they're just like... it's really, really cool from that standpoint. It's just a bigger operation. There's more stuff to cover, and these guys are, Russ is, like I said, best in the business, and kind of a welcome party at 3 o'clock, and he's going to feed everybody, kind of go over the week, and I'm looking forward to being down there the day before everybody gets here, just to shake hands with a lot of these guys and make some connections with the superintendents around the country, just for thank him for being here, because it's really special what happens.
All right, so don't go anywhere. That'll just wrap up the first half of the Kerry Cosby interview. We'll continue that interview on the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Boy, is this housing market tight right now. Are you tired of having the second best bid on your dream home? Call my friend Joe Schieser at 314-628-2015. Joe's been helping my family and I for over 30 years. He closes millions of dollars of business every year, and he will help you understand the importance of a pre-approval letter, inspections, and pricing your home or your offer just right. If you need to buy or sell your home, Joe is your guy. 314-628-2015. That's 314-628-2015.
Hey, this is Jay Delsing for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. SSM Health Physical Therapy has the Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapist that can perform the TPI screening on you, as well as use a K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Proper posture, alignment, etc. can help you keep your game right down the middle. We have 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
I want to tell you about a family-owned and operated golf business that's been right here in St. Louis for over 40 years. I'm talking about Pro-Am Golf Center. That's right, Pro-Am Golf Center. I know you know the name, but I'm not sure you know what they really have to offer. They have everything a seasoned golfer like myself could need, all the way down to what a beginner would want. Pro-Am Golf Center has the lowest price in the area for custom club fitting. I just went and visited CJ. He is terrific. If you call them now, mention my name, Jay Delsing, you will receive a discount on that already low club fitting price. Their number is 314-647-8054. Ask for CJ, or you can visit them at proamgolfusa.com. That's proamgolfusa.com.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. To learn more about the game of golf, latest equipment, and golfing tips, log on to jdelsinggolf.com. The Back Nine is presented by Pro-Am Golf.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Burley's with me. I'm your host, Jay. And we are headed to the Back Nine, which is brought to you by my friends at Pro-Am Golf. Get yourself fitted. That's my mantra for 2022. I got fitted, and give CG a call, 314-647-8054, or you can reach them at proamgolfusa.com. All right, let's just jump right back into my interview with Kerry Cosby. He is the director of golf at the host of the 2022 PGA Championship at Southern Hills. You got a special call. You had a special visitor. Tell us what happened. Tell us, Tiger. We just can't wait to hear.
The PGA connected Nick Sidorkis and myself and our on-site PGA guy, Brian Carnes, and said, hey, guys, we just need to keep this under wraps. And they connected us. They said, hey, we'd show up this time and love to have a couple caddies and do all of that. And if you could, keep it under wraps. So it's not a circus. You know, he wants to just get some work in and then get on the road, back on the road to Vegas. And so I ended up carrying the bag for him. And then my son carried the bag for Rob McNamara, his good friend who runs TGR Ventures, but also used to, you can tell they're very close friends. And I got in a little trouble for not telling my wife, but she understood after I told her the night before, and she was a little upset at the time, but I didn't want it to get out because of me or, something like that, because it's, he lives in such a different life than everybody else. And, we had Scotty Scheffler here yesterday and Ryan Palmer, just awesome guy. I spent some time with them on the golf course, just kind of showing some of the new stuff. Scotty had won the Big 12 championship in 2015, so I had a little different look when he was here last. And so we kind of went through some of those. And Tiger just, it brings on a different level, kind of an Elvis Beatles type of excitement when he shows up. So the morning of, and just by happen chance, the PGA was here filming a promo on PGA Junior League, which, if you haven't learned it, I think it's the greatest thing the PGA of America has ever done, is PGA Junior League.
And I totally agree.
It is, these kids playing a three-hole scramble for a flag, and I mean, it is an awesome, awesome way and avenue to get people playing the game and at a very safe level, you know, versus posting the scores and doing all those things. And Team Oklahoma, which I had, my son was on, Banks was on, part of the team, just happened to be here that morning, and they were filming this promo with Cameron Young, great, you know, rookie, and his dad's a golf professional at Sleepy Hollow up in New York, and he's a super, super young guy. Tiger was about to land and do all that stuff. I was coming to Tulsa, so I showed, pulled him in the office down at the performance center. I said, "Hey," I showed him, and he goes, "Is he coming today?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Are you serious?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "I go, you know what else?" He goes, "What?" And I go, "You and I are going to caddy in this group."
Oh my God.
He went to his knees, put his hands over his face, and just kind of rolled on the floor like, "Are you kidding me?" And I said, "I'm going to carry Tiger's bag, and you're going to carry his best buddy Rob's bag." So they were filming in the golf performance center while the rain was going on, but they were going to go on the golf course and hit three locations. And the first location they were going to hit, we had put the flag exactly where Tiger had made the famous putt on 8, where he stepped on doing a fist pump, and they think you know, messed his knee up. If you remember that on the final round. So the kids were going out to recreate that putt and that fist pump, hoping not the knee injury, right? And they didn't know what was going on because, you know, they hadn't been back up to the clubhouse. And so they had taken a convoy over to number 8 green. Well, when you come down one green and 8 green are, you know, 75 yards apart, and there's nothing in between the two, really. So the PGA guys were in the loop, and they walked over. And so these kids, just, and they're all great kids, great families, and great great players. They all got to watch Tiger hit his approach shot into one and watch him putt and get a little work around to one green. So it was a special timing for Team Oklahoma to be able to get that done. And then it's unbelievable, as you are well aware, where he hits it on the – I mean, it's the same every time, even at 46, even after back surgeries, even after a horrific car wreck. He is a complete savant with a golf club in his hand, and watching it, I could watch him pitch and putt. It was so, for me, as a guy who loves to play golf, I think I've said it to you before, I love it, and I would go right now and I'd go chip and putt or play. I should have been better at hitting balls, but I would go chip and putt and play right until dark. And I love the game. I watch the Golf Channel. I watch others. I do other things too, but like I'm doing the Peloton in the morning. I'll have it on DP World Tour. And I just like to watch guys and try to learn and see what's going on. But so to see that caddy view, watching him hit shots, he was super, super gracious. I only took my phone out of my pocket one time. I took a picture of, I'd thrown a water bottle away and I was 50 yards behind the guys or 30 yards behind the guys. And I look up and there's Banks and Tiger just walking down the fairway to 14 green, and Banks carrying Rob's bag. And they're talking about, when I asked them, "What are you guys talking about?" We were talking about Charlie and where he's going to play, Tiger's son. They're about the same age. And, So just a surreal moment for me as a golfer, and he was very inquisitive, you know, what's different, you know, on different lines and different angles to kind of look into. It's more of a, I'd say more of a strategic approach shot than it used to be. And so he, what am I going to be able to tell him, right? So it's not much, but I started every sense what I think you might want to, you know.
Yeah.
And just because, you know, like I said, I'm not going to be able to give him much information, but it was just it was special to watch him do that. I told Banks before, I said, "Hey, listen, I don't know if they're going to want to talk, or they're going to say nothing, or they're going to anything in between." So I said, "Just be ready for them. Maybe they don't say anything. Maybe they're going to be talking about other stuff." But The one thing we can do is we can watch him go about his business for 18 holes. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. And it may mean something to you immediately. It may mean something to you 5 months from now, 5 years from now. It's certainly going to mean something to us as father, son, the rest of our lives to be able to do that together. But I think it's the greatest of all time. It's obviously it's he and Nicholas are the two that everybody agrees upon. And he's certainly the most dominant of his golfer to ever play. But just to watch it up close, it's hard to put in words how good it is. And he didn't, I know you as a player, I mean, he never missed a shot left of any target he looked at. And he hit, didn't matter what club, he could hit it through any window. He could hit a 3-iron through a phone book. He hit one over a tree. I mean, his 3-wood, his 5-wood, he'd hit a high 3-wood on a hole, and the next hole in the wind, he'd hit a low 5-wood. You know, it should be the exact opposite, but not for him. It doesn't look like it changes anything in his setup either. I'm sitting there just like, what's he doing different? How's he doing that? And he dropped 3 balls and he hit 3 pitch shots, all different heights, all end up, you know, a foot from each other. It's like, golly, you know? And so it was really neat. My son loves to play golf. He likes to play tournament golf. And I'm a very hands-off dad and not over the top. You know, my dad was great. The only time my dad ever got mad at, kind of questioned me on anything sports-wise, is when I told him I wasn't going to play football my junior and senior year of high school. He grew up in West Texas, and he was like, you're going to do what?
That's a religion down there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I know. So to him, it's a religion out there. And he was a little bit like, I said, hey, I want to play college golf, and I think I'm a little behind, you know, a bunch of the guys that play a little more year round season than I do, and I want to catch up with him and play college golf. I'm kind of the same with Banks. You know, I caddy for him in certain events and let you have a caddy, and we talk a lot of preparation and practice and short game stuff. But our director of instruction, Ryan Brody, who's outstanding, he teaches Banks. Ryan and I talk behind the scenes and just stuff, but I'm not a, what do you call them, helicopter parent, anything like that. You know, the game, you have to touch the stove to make sure it's hot every once in a while. And if I'll tell you this, Patrick Reed was here for about 20 hours and he was awesome. And we spent some time together just talking about the golf course. We had one of our best caddies with him. They literally spent 20 hours, charted every green. On the first day he was here, I took Banks out to introduce him and to Patrick and Kevin Kirk, as you know, great instructor out of Houston and National Teacher of the Year a few years back, and great guy. So he's going to hang with me for the next 2 holes. And so Patrick showed him how to chart a green, and then they pitched around the 7th green and charted 8. They pitched around number 9. The membership was loving it, like, holy cow, how cool is this? And he took a bunch of pictures with a bunch of our juniors and did all that. But when I said, hey, what'd you guys talk about? And he said, hey, really kind of something on my putting he helped me with. And so he almost said verbatim what I had said like 5 or 6 days ago when he'd asked me a question. You know, but his dad saying it goes in one ear and out the other ear. But the Masters champion, Patrick Reed, Ryder Cup hero, says that it's gospel, right? You know?
Yeah.
So that's the reason I don't try to get in the way. I'm here to help and support and push every once in a while if he wants it, but let him ask me questions. But so you get a chance to you want your guy chip it as well. Patrick Reed, that guy could flat pitch his golf ball around. Holy cow, is it good.
Gary, he's got a sick pair of hands. He has got a sick pair of hands. Oh my
gosh. It is awesome. And they had a blast. And he was very complimentary on Banks and his chipping, and then of course helped him with his putting, which was funny. But he'd be a good candidate here to win. He's put some work in. He seemed like his form's coming together. I know he had a little health issue visiting with him last fall, I think pneumonia or something like that. And he's starting to play pretty good. And, you know, everything here, there's no rough around the greens. So I think the person who wins is going to be somebody who's really, really good at chipping and pitching the ball. It's going to be tight, Bermuda to Crown Greens. And he certainly fits that bill. He was impressive as all get out to watch chip around the greens. I saw him just kind of talking to him while he's getting his work in. So anyway, but that's funny on how that all works with being a dad, you know. But the Tiger deal was beyond special. We had helicopters flying over. There were news media in the in the property fence, you know, hanging out in the landscaping there. We walked on the 16th. Are there guys in the
bushes?
Yeah, I think there are. So and I looked up as one of the new, like, Channel 6 guys. I was like, oh my gosh, you know. So it was great. But he handles it. He's got such a different life that he can just put himself in that bubble and go.
It's really amazing. I'm visiting with Kerry Cosby. He is the director of golf at Southern Hills, the host of the 2022 PGA Championship, and got to caddy with his son Banks for Tiger Woods last week. Kerry, was there anything that stood out in your mind about Tiger's game? I can remember those iron shots. They're almost flawless, right?
Yeah, no, they really are. And the golf swing, that you're looking at the grip. I mean, you're, for the most part, he hadn't missed many. Yeah, you know, when it starts doing it counted, but the windows that he could hit it through. I mean, he'd hit a 5-wood, like I said, neck high, and then he'd follow it with a 3-wood. That would be, it looked like an 8-iron. On 6-hole, the par 3, straight up in the air because he needed to land it soft. It was downwind and downhill. And he said, turn around on 5, and it's blowing 25 miles an hour, and it's kind of into him. Right to left, and he just hits this little bullet hold cut that just didn't move. That was, you know, it was a third lower than the one he just hit 10 minutes ago. Eye opening to see how, you know, just how good he really is. I mean, he's just a savant. I mean, when he gets down to it.
So appreciate your time and the insight, not only into a round of golf with Tiger, but just the comings and goings of the club and the major championship. Yeah. And we can't wait to watch this unfold, and we just wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys and to be on with you. And I need to get up there. We need to play some golf. I've got an old teammate, Grant Mastin, is at St. Louis Country Club as a head professional, and I know Tuck well at Belrive, and Ryan Johnson was a former Southern Hills assistant at Sunset. So I've got some reason to go. Maybe when the Dodgers come in to play the Cardinals, I can slip up there and we can play some golf.
All right, Pearl, that's going to wrap up that interview. We're going to take a break right now, and we will discuss a little bit of this and a lot more on the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delson.
Folks, are you in the market for some additional protection for your ride? You need to call my friends at Vehicle Assurance. Their number is 866-341-9255. Sherry Fain is the owner and president, and she and her team are committed to helping you with your unexpected auto repair bills. They are committed to finding the right protection for you, your budget, and your family. They only work with the top vehicle service providers in the country. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve. That's Vehicle Assurance, 866-341-9255. For a free quote, 866-341-9255.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
After my knee replacement, I was able to swing the golf club again without any pain. SSM Health Physical Therapy guided me through the rehab process, and when I was ready, one of their specially trained KVS certified physical therapists put me on the 3D motion capture system. It was awesome. They evaluated my posture, alignment, and the efficiencies of my swing. They gave me golf-specific exercises to help make my swing more efficient and repeatable. Call 800-518-1626. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. For the latest updates on golf equipment, help with your swing, and everything golf. visit jdelsinggolf.com. The 19th hole is presented by Michelob Ultra.
Hey, welcome back. Golf with Jay Delsing here. I'm Jay. Pearlie's here. We're headed to the 19th hole. Pearl, go ahead and get one ready. If you didn't come away from that interview understanding how passionate and how much that guy, A, loved the game of golf, B, wants to grow the game of golf, and C, gives a damn about what he does for his members and for their club and for their community, you didn't listen.
You know, third generation, Jay, he had some unbelievable tutelage in the area, didn't he, with his grandfather and his father. And I think it's so cool that he's just advancing that. I mean, just the way he handled himself. And I was noticing things where how he handled where there might be some level of controversy or challenge or angst within a given situation at the club. And he was just smooth as could be. What a leader he must be in that at that club for those folks.
John, this is going to wrap up another show. Appreciate you being with me. Next week, folks, we will have an interview with Alan Shipnuck, the book on Phil Mickelson. Man, it's really interesting, so you're not going to want to miss it.
That's really awesome.
Well, folks, we will talk to you next week. Have a great week, and hit them straight, St. Louis.
How would you like access to 90 holes of golf? Well, that's what happens when you join at Whitmore Country Club. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. And guess what? No cart fees included in that deal. There's no food and beverage minimums. There's no assessments. They have a 24-hour fitness center, two large pool complexes, three tennis courts. Year-round social calendar includes holiday parties, picnics, date nights, live music. They even have a kids club for your children and much, much more. There's junior golf, junior tennis, and swim teams available. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, and they have a wonderful staff. If you get out there, you got to poke your head in the golf shop and say hello to my friend Bummer. He is a terrific guy, and he will help you with your game and show you around. And don't forget, there are golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, and couples events available all year round. Visit WhitmoreGolf.com. That's WhitmoreGolf.com. Hey, do you like wine? Have you heard about the hottest new wine bar in St. Louis? It's called Wild Crush Wine Bar, and it's located in Town and Country on Clayton Road, just behind the Straub's. Have you ever experienced self-dispensing wine machines? Well, they are here. The only place in St. Louis and most of Missouri that you'll find them, and it's at Wild Crush. You can choose your size of pour, and Wild Crush will pour the freshest wine in the area for you. The organic argon gas system used at Wild Crush keeps this wine pristinely fresh for up to 60 days. So if you're tired of drinking wine that's been open for a few days, come into Wild Crush for the best and freshest wine selection in the area. Go to WildCrushSTL.com and come have one with us.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency right here in St. Louis that specializes in providing personalized coverage for the client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand that you and your life do not fit in a simple box. So guess what? Neither should your insurance coverage. Go to powersinsurance.com or call 314-725-1414 and ask for Tim Davis. That's powersinsurance.com. Folks, do you need a new car, truck, or SUV? Then the Dean team of Kirkwood is the place for you to go. 314-966-0303 and go see Colin Byrne. He just got me into a new SUV and I love it. Boy, did they make the experience painless and super, super easy. Most dealers don't have any cars in their lots, but at Dean Team of Kirkwood, Colin has an entire parking lot full of new and used cars. You don't want a VW? That's no problem. They have Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, anything you want. Colin and the Dean team of Kirkwood will go get it if they don't have it. Call them at 314-966-0303 or go to DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com. The Dean team for all your car buying needs.
This has been Golf with Jay Delsing. To learn more about Jay and the services he can provide any golfer, visit jdelsinggolf.com. You'll see the latest in golf equipment, get tips from a PGA pro, and you'll learn more about the game of golf. That's jdelsinggolf.com.